This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying this morning he might close the southern border again, tweeting that he's angry Mexico is not, as he puts it, doing much to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into our country. This comes after an announcement from Customs and Border Protection that the breaking point has arrived at the border with Mexico. The president also saying in an interview that he can claim victory after the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation didn't find evidence of collusion between his campaign and Russia, though the president says there were a lot of casualties during the course of the investigation.
People were hurt so badly. Their lives have been ruined, and over something that should have never taken place, an investigation that should have never happened. There was no crime.
He was speaking on Fox's Hannity, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A deadly carjacking incident yesterday in a Pacific Northwest city. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
In Seattle, police say two people were killed and two were injured when a man opened fire on vehicles, including a bus.
The guy gets up and then he pulls out his gun and he just started walking north on Sandpoint Way here and trying to stop cars. You know, he's just walking straight up to him with the gun in his hand.
Police arrested the suspect after a brief standoff.
U.S. trade officials are back in Beijing hoping to close out a trade deal with China. The meetings have not yet begun, as reports are Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer just checked in to a Beijing hotel this morning. Someone who purchased a Powerball ticket near Milwaukee, Wisconsin is very rich. A single winning ticket in last night's drawing was sold, the grand prize worth a whopping $768 million before taxes. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A sword-wielding suspect is dead and two cops in California wounded after an incident at the Inglewood Church of Scientology. It began yesterday afternoon. Reports of a suspect entering the building with a sword and a gun. When officers arrived, shots were fired. The two officers were struck, one in the hand, another in the arm. Both were taken to hospitals. They're expected to survive. The suspect reportedly shot in the head and later died at a hospital. There's no word on what his motive may have been. The Federal Trade Commission is shutting down four groups that it says were responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the groups pitched a variety of services, from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help improving Google search results. The FTC says in a news release that it brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and that fighting unwanted calls remains one of the FTC's highest priorities. And as we mentioned at the top of the news, it's opening day across Major League Baseball. All 30 clubs are in action, starting with the Yankees and Orioles in the Bronx, and the Mets and the Nationals in D.C. The Phillies and new star Bryce Harper open at home against the Braves. And the World Series Red Sox, the champs, close out the night in Seattle. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Liz Peek joins us now. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. And, of course, always appreciate her insight and wisdom. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, always good. Not a good week for Democrats, mainstream media. I don't know that President Trump could have dreamed of a better outcome than what he got the other day with that quick summary from Mueller to Bill Barr.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, everyone's been talking about it, so we don't all want to dwell on it probably, but it does seem to me that, you know, it puts the end to any conversation about collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And remember, that's where all this got started. That was the issue. That was the charge that his people in his campaign, possibly not the president himself, but Papanikolaou and Papadopoulos, I mean, and various other sort of low-ranking guys in the administration had been involved in cahoots with Moscow. So what do we know? We know that didn't happen. Nobody in the campaign had anything to do with Russian operatives. We also know, by the way, that Russia did try to interfere with the election. And by the way, that is nothing new. I think it's ramped up from history. History tells us that they've done this before. They do it in other countries. But it does appear that the effort here was of a magnitude we haven't seen before. If I were the Trump administration, just to sort of prove I'm on the side of the angels in this, I'd go after that pretty hard. I mean, they have. They've sanctioned people. They're taking a pretty tough line on Russia. But I think it'd be helpful for the president to come out and say, look, you know, I'm glad to be exonerated, but the truth is this happened. So how do we make sure it doesn't happen again?
Right.
And here are the five things we're going to do about it, you know, whatever they are.
Yeah, last time I checked, 2020 is just around the corner. Are we going to be open for another surprise? And I think that if America hears about Russian involvement anymore after this, they're about ready to go out and strangle somebody.
Well, and they should. I mean, this is really not fair play, but this is the way the Russians do play. And we know that. So we have to be prepared for it. We have to be. The tricky thing here, Bill, is that a lot of the mischief is done via social media. And we're asking the social media companies, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or whatever, to police their platforms in a way that they really can't possibly do. So what they're doing is sort of applying algorithms and sort of robo-surveillance, if you will, of their platforms. And what we know is that disproportionately squelches conservative voices. Why? Because if you talk about anything that sounds even vaguely populist, that's the kind of thing the Russians were throwing out there. nation building. I mean, I can't tell you what the buzzwords are. I think we all know what some of them are.
Right.
And that unfortunately means that some innocent people who lean right are going to be caught up in this thing. And already conservatives are pretty wary of their trolling and the stuff that's going on social media. So this is worrisome to me because I think we could end up in a period of looking at tremendous regulation of these companies, a la what Elizabeth Warren's talking about. That wouldn't really be good for anybody.
No, it's not good for business either.
No.
This could take a big hit, as you know. And the thing, going back to what you said earlier, it would seem unfair for conservatives that somehow they would be caught in, in the net and implication here. The good news is, I think after everything was said and done, and you know as well as I do, Liz, that the amount of money that was invested in social media was really a pittance by comparison. I mean, Hillary Clinton spent over $1 billion on her campaign. I don't even know that the Russians even spent $100,000 on their social media efforts. So it's kind of weird. Plus, you know, I say, look at after everything was said and done, near what, $30 million of the people's money, 19 attorneys, 2,800 subpoenas or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
was incredible.
The
amount of numbers that went into it. And all they had to do was look at Peter Strzok and Lisa Page text when he said, there's no collusion here. I mean, he himself early on, he could have saved us all that money and heartache, right?
Well, and I think that Comey knew it. I think he knew that there was no collusion. I think that the Obama administration knew there was no collusion. Mm-hmm. So, look, I think, the question is not so much looking backward, but where do we go from here?
Exactly.
And I think that's what the American people want to hear. I mean, we're going to take a week and kind of kick Democrats. We're going to kick Paul Krugman and Rachel Maddow and the people who are, oh, my God, Richard Blumenthal and some of these were just egregiously obnoxious.
And
Adam Schiff, public enemy number one, maybe, in just always sort of hyperventilating, but also kind of pretending they had inside information like Brennan did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's enjoy that moment. But then how do we really continue to hold the high ground? Because
exactly.
I think if we go, if there's a chorus to, reopen the email investigation into Hillary Clinton, you know what? People really at the end of the day don't care about the emails. That's just mm-hmm. not a big deal, I don't think.
Right.
They do care about senior officials in the Obama administration involved in unmasking, involved in perpetuating this hoax. And it kind of was a hoax, and it was sort of a failed coup.
Exactly.
They really, I think, hoped to prove that the president was illegitimate. So I think that is reasonable grounds in a dignified way to, now, we have the Inspector General report from the DOJ. He's going to be coming out with that in a few months, presumably, sort of saying what really went wrong here. I hope he does.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very good attorney general. If I were Trump, I would lean out on this now and let Barr do what he is supposed to do.
Right.
I think that allows the president to do what he did today, talk about health care. I mean, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Republicans need a health care plan. They really do.
Right. Well, he's, like you said, I think this is a golden opportunity for him to choose wisely in terms of the prioritization of his administration for these next 2 years going into the 2020. It is as if I gotta believe the Dems have given themselves a death blow. Nancy Pelosi has tried to gather the group together and saying, look, forget about Russian. I don't want to hear any more about Russian investigation. Let's just, focus on policy. And my question is, and probably a couple of chairs were going, do we have a policy?
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, undoing Obamacare without something to replace it, we know that that is bad politics.
Mm-hmm.
They used health care in the midterms to great advantage. I mean, take the average voter. Do they really care about Hillary Clinton's emails, or do they care about their insurance bill?
Exactly.
You ask.
No, that's a real simple answer right there. And what do you make of a judge already declaring his ruling that Obamacare was unconstitutional?
Well, again, great, but now what do we do with that?
Exactly.
Right,
because we got people right now that are hurting, that are going to the doctors and finding out they don't have health care.
Yeah, that just cannot be allowed. I mean, I think as a country, and, some of your listeners will bite my head off for this, as a country, I think we have gotten used to the idea that there should be health insurance available to everybody. We know that's the way we're going. I would rather have Obamacare fixed or some Obamacare plus a better private solution than end up with Medicare for All. I mean, this is a pretty critical moment because Medicare for All sells well. People don't really understand it. They think it's just a great thing to have a government take over of insurance. People should remember this is an industry with $1 trillion in sales, hundreds of thousands of people working in it. This is a very scary thing. So we have to have a plan.
Exactly. And we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Liz Peek is with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Russian independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez here, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek continues with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, what you were talking about right before the break was health care and the impact of, the Democrats already for 2020, the presidential candidates are just swinging for the fences. I mean, if it's not the New Deal, then it's Medicare for all. And, this narrative that Bernie Sanders and a couple of others had thrown upon, the people in the previous presidential runs is that we should have health care, that it is a right for every American. And people hear that and it sounds good, but then what are the consequences of that?
Well, again, all you have to do is honestly just a cursory bunch of reading about what's going on in England with the National Health Service, which is overwhelmed, so overwhelmed that the hospitals are a disgrace, that people are having to wait a year for things like a knee replacement, things that in this country you expect to be sort of on demand, take forever, whether it's a mammogram or an MRI. Same thing in Canada. Democrats like Bernie Sanders, I guess he's a Democrat. He's never been a Democrat. Right. Really wants to run for president. Now he's right. A Democrat. Talk about how, the Canadian model is really what we should be looking at. I wrote about the Canadian model. It's a disaster, too. You have to wait months and months. Everything takes too long. Everything is, basically there's sort of endless demand and inadequate supply. And so there is, yes, rationing. And people come to the United States for care. So, there are no simple solutions here. There are sensible solutions which have to do with a public program like Obamacare being made available mainly to people who can't afford health care insurance and also whose employer doesn't provide it. You know, enrollment is down in Obamacare this year, and one reason might be that so many more people are at work.
Yes.
So many more Americans have jobs, and some of those, hundreds of thousands of those jobs are in manufacturing, which tend to be companies that offer health care plans. So, I don't think most people want to ditch their private health care. I'll tell you who really doesn't want to get rid of it is the unions, because that is something that they have bargained hard for the last 25 years.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But anyway, it sells well on the stump. Because it's catchy, Medicare for all. Why not? Well, there are a lot of reasons why not. But you can't just go out there and campaign against that. Republicans have to have, here's what we're going to do instead. And, I don't know who the lead person is on there with this, which bothers me. I don't see anybody in the White House really taking the lead position on the policy making. I hope someone in the Senate is doing that.
Well, if you tie it to socialism versus capitalism, capitalism is the best engine for health care. And we can do a lot better. And this is really, in a sense, it's kind of been handed to us with, AOC and Bernie Sanders and people not really understanding what socialism represents. We see it in Venezuela, but, typical of America, it'll never happen here because we're better than this. Yes, we're better than this, that we don't even need to entertain anything that smacks of socialism. We need to allow the free market to run, to run freely. And to operate in a way that it's used to operating so that we can deliver excellent health care for everyone and find a way along the way to make it very affordable. And I believe that we can do that, but there needs to be somebody championing the cause. Otherwise, the easy way out is single payer.
Yeah. I agree with you. Anything other than single payer is harder to sell on the stump because it's complicated. Mm-hmm. But, for example, one thing that actually has gotten done is they do have a law which has lots of problems and is not certainly an easy answer, demanding better accountability, price transparency, from hospitals.
Yes.
Well, that's a starting place because I have a brother who's had two hip replacements. So I think each time it cost, maybe $10,000, $15,000, something like that.
Right.
And thankfully, he has insurance. But a friend of mine went to a hospital here in New York and had a bill for $145,000. He didn't know how that happened.
For a hip replacement?
Yeah. And honestly, I keep trying to go back to him and saying, how could this be? I don't know the answer. And it may be that he, I don't have any idea. Maybe he had some tremendous complications I never heard about. But the answer is most of us go to hospitals and doctors. We don't ask, you know, could I have a flu vaccine? How much is that going to cost?
Exactly.
As an example, my doctor is a normal private practice doctor. I go to her, and I end up paying like $150 for a flu vaccine. I don't ask me why, but that seems to be what the number is. I go to my local CVS. It's like $29. You know, so you know, people need to know that, because human beings, if you have skin in the game, and that's another big part of the answer here,
right,
that your insurance company should not just blindly pay everything, because then you never do ask about the price. You don't ask if that extra MRI is that really value added, or are you just ruling out that I'm not going to come back and sue you. There are
exactly.
a lot of common sense things in this industry that need addressing, and frankly, I think it should be done piecemeal. I think we should just have sort of bat away at it, try and fix one aspect, then another aspect, keep the Obamacare structure in place for people who need it for now, and make it better. I think that's a reasonable position.
Well, and that would be the same approach about immigration, which is another topic for another day. But, you know, one of the things you touched on was what George W. Tried to do when he talked about tort reform, and they all but tarred and feathered him until... Get out of here. We don't want to talk about it, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And tort reform is obviously something we need. But, you know, guess what? That's a huge lobby. The trial lawyers lobby spends a fortune on K Street lobbying for against tort reform. Everybody knows it should happen, but it hasn't happened. And, you know, that's Democrats are to answer for that, because they take that money. And Republicans do not.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left. I got to get your read on Jussie Smollett. Breaking news. I mean, this absolutely is causing heads to explode.
Causing my head to explode. I think it's an outrage. I think it's a complete whitewash of and just a complete travesty of justice. That I was watching the press conference that Rahm Emanuel, the Chicago mayor, was hosting with the police chief there, and there is no way you could interpret it as they are just furious about this. A lot of work went into debunking this story, and, you know, Rahm Emanuel is totally right. I mean, his annoyance is not just that it wasn't just that the police charged him with crimes. A grand jury charged him, and apparently they had only seen what Rahm Emanuel described as a sliver of the evidence, but they had no doubt. And let me tell you, both the chief, police chief and Rahm Emanuel presented this in such a way that they didn't say alleged crime. They didn't say anything of that sort. In their view, he is guilty. He did this, and he has not even apologized to the city of Chicago. Rahm Emanuel said he did something that was really disgraceful, hurt the reputation of the city of Chicago. Don't forget, these guys were told to wear Make America Great Again hats and pretend to be Trump supporters. Yeah. So he needs to also apologize to President Trump, which will never happen in our lifetime.
And 63 million voters.
Yeah, I mean, this was really bad. But also, Emanuel said, look, this was a bill that was supposed to protect gays and other people, racial minorities and so forth, from hate crimes. He abused that, which is kind of the worst sort of cynicism in my view. Mm-hmm. And again, there is no excuse for that.
Well, as we wrap things up, Liz, the beat goes on. And, you know, as you say, we're weathering through the Mueller report. Dems are insisting, hey, we want it now. And, you know, and I say, be careful what you ask for. And, you know, they're licking their wounds, and we'll see who's going to pay the price. Are the Dems and the mainstream media going to end up paying the price or not?
Well, I hope they do.
Well, Liz, we got to leave it there. As always, appreciate you being on the show. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology.
There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying this morning he might close the southern border again, tweeting that he's angry Mexico is not, as he puts it, doing much to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into our country. This comes after an announcement from Customs and Border Protection that the breaking point has arrived at the border with Mexico. The president also saying in an interview that he can claim victory after the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation didn't find evidence of collusion between his campaign and Russia, though the president says there were a lot of casualties during the course of the investigation.
People were hurt so badly. Their lives have been ruined, and over something that should have never taken place, an investigation that should have never happened. There was no crime.
He was speaking on Fox's Hannity, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, are you ready for your comeback, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Bill Martinez, and back with us is Dr. Wilfred Riley, author of the Hate Crime Hoax book. And the question that stands before us, Dr. Riley, is how many leftists does it take to fake a race war? The answer, according to your publicist, is just one. The Jussie Smollett case has clearly shown the fact that liberal activists have immunity when it comes to breaking the law. The so-called race war has become questionable considering the exposure of hoaxes like Smollett and numerous others. And in a recent tweet from Representative Ilhan Omar, she emphasized the dangers of white supremacism and accused President Trump of being racist and a bigot. Does America really have a race problem, I ask you?
Well, I think that there are a couple of levels to that. Human beings in scientific or religious terms are imperfect. So racism, which is disliking people across tribal or skin color lines, will probably always exist. I've actually done some research into this, and I find that about 1 in 10 whites and about 1 in 7 people of color does test as a racist. Mm-hmm. So we do have some racists in the USA. I mean, are we on the verge of an actual rather than fictionalized race war? Is the country being run by a Nazi? No, of course not. I mean, the USA desegregated back in 1954. Much of what's said about race relations in America today is simply nonsensical. So we have some racists. We're not a racist country. I'd say that's where we are right now.
Well, the numbers that you just gave, I'm sure some people are really pausing for just a moment to, kind of masticate on it and go, well, 1 out of 10 white, only 1 out of 10, and yet people of color, 1 out of 7?
Yeah, you you may be pleased to know, Bill, that Hispanics are the least racist group in the USA, actually.
Well, yeah, I think so. Because we're lovers. We're lovers. We're not fighters. That's why.
Possibly. Also possibly because Hispanics can be black, white, nativo, I mean, pretty much anything.
Right.
But, yeah, overall, if you look at, for example, African-Americans or Asian-Americans, there's certainly no evidence at all that those groups are less racist than whites.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, both of them seem to be slightly more racist. Although, again, 1 in 7 or 1 in 8, that's still a pretty small percentage. 1 in 10 whites, that's a pretty small percentage. And it's pretty easy to ask people these questions. I mean, there's a survey I use that's completely anonymous, where you simply ask people things like, would you object to living next to a polite middle-class family of another race?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go out on a date with an attractive person of another race, say a Hispanic woman?
Right.
You know, would you travel to a country, Jamaica, Japan, that was perfectly civilized but full of people of a different race?
Mm-hmm.
And a genuine racist would say, no, of course not. You know, here I stand for the fatherland. But you get that very rarely. And, yeah, you get that just as often from minorities as you do from whites. Anyone could be racist.
So basically what it seems to indicate is the media is loaded with fake news because to listen to the media, you would deduce a different ratio.
Yes. Well, actually, I think we talked about that during one of my previous appearances. But, yeah, one of the things that I tell my students in, say, Political Science 211, an intro course about media, is that what's reflected in the media has almost nothing to do with what's actually going on in society. So if you look, and this is shocking to young people, but if you look at real trends in society, suicide rates among our veterans, that's nearly 16,000, you know, brave people a year. Mm-hmm. Auto wreck, about 50,000 people every year are killed just tooling around on the highway. That's not what the media chooses to cover. So the media in general, I think, has two biases. One of them is liberalism, and we're both on center, right? This isn't any secret.
Mm-hmm.
Media journalists do tend to lean left. About 93% of quote-unquote MSM, print and television journalists, when Pew tested this in 2004, were either liberals or left-leaning moderates. Another bias is towards sensationalism. You present stories like shark attacks, fires on the operating table, plane crashes that may involve things that are incredibly rare but that terrify people and that get them back watching the station the next day, clicking on the ads. So both of those biases, I think, combine in a lot of the stories we see about race.
Mm.
So, I mean, for example, this has ended a bit, but for about 2 years, there was massive wall-to-wall coverage of the quote-unquote epidemic of young black men shot by police.
Yes.
And many of those cases, if you look at Mike Brown or Trayvon Martin, were themselves very close to being hoaxes.
Mm-hmm.
What was presented in the media had almost nothing to do with what had actually happened, which were often consensual fights between two individuals, which in both those cases, the black male initiated.
Mm-hmm.
Those cases overall are extremely rare. So in hoax, I actually look at this. I look at the representative year of 2015, and I examine, for really the second or third time ever after the researcher Heather McDonald, how many people were actually shot by police in that year. It turned out to be less than 1,200. Only 258 of them were black. The total number of unarmed black men shot by white cops, you might be interested to know, is 17.
Mm.
So that's a situation where the media took literally three handfuls of cases and made every one into a national story that lasted for weeks, and that is how you shape a narrative. And you're right that there are many narratives like this.
Exactly. And, of course, people love those headlines. They're attracted to them, and they seem bigger than what actually happened, as you say. I mean, this is what we respond to.
Yeah, what people are scared of, even beyond race, I'm going to return to race and return to it from a conservative perspective, but even beyond that, I mean, child kidnapping, for example, is something that every middle-class woman I know literally is terrified of.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because of media coverage of this phenomenon, and that is not an especially serious risk. Total number of kids actually kidnapped in a typical year. Non-family member takes them for more than, say, a week. That's about 200.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of those cases is a terrible tragedy. But again, media outlets will identify a specific category of tragedy or warfare or violence that draws the gawking eyes of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll present every case of it over and over and over again so that we think this is a threat. I mean,
exactly.
The biggest threats to you in life or driving too fast, eating bacon. But those stories don't get the click. They don't get the eyes.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Riley, you know, having moved from California to Florida, in California, we're used to earthquakes. They come, they go, you know, a couple of days, unless there's extreme damage, then you might get a couple additional days of reporting. But, you know, they're here and gone. In Florida, by comparison, a hurricane's coming. You think you're getting ready for the Super Bowl. We're talking 10 incredible days of hyperbolic reporting, and I'm going, wait a minute, don't you realize the demography of Florida? I mean, there's a lot of older people. You're going to give them all heart attacks.
Yeah. You're talking about the reporters on the beach in full-on rain gear.
Yes, right.
Phones facing into the wind and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, standing yeah. Sideways, you know, and it's just like, oh, please, you know, and but it goes on and on, and it goes on for days, and the hurricane still isn't, you know, it's still, you know, 300 miles away or whatever, so it is amazing. I mean, I understand we got to be prepared, but it's like, hey, enough here, you know.
Have you ever seen the great video of, I think it's Anderson Cooper, and he's reporting from a storm zone, and he's pretending
yes.
that the water's up to his chest,
right,
but he's
right.
actually just stepped into a hole. So there are people behind him walking past in construction gear and suits, and there's sort of at most a light rain falling. I mean, that, I think, is an image that really symbolizes a lot of what MSM mass media coverage is. It's not necessarily fake. There was a hole there. But
yes.
taking the worst, most extreme, most bizarre example of reality and presenting that is just absolutely normal.
Well, you think that CNN would learn from that, but they figured, well, it kind of worked, even though it made them look bad, because it's interesting that, you know, if CNN is your channel, then there's a lot of forgiveness that's allowed. But meanwhile, you know, the rest of us, we look at things like that and you go, wow, you know, what happened to their credibility, right?
Well, part of this is how the news cycle works and how the news cycle is made to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also suspect probably if you look at Fox or the Wall Street Journal back when we were talking about weapons of mass destruction, you'd see the same technique.
Exactly, right.
But in terms of how the spin cycle is used, what I find with hate crimes is that when there's a highly publicized racial incident, the major newspapers, the major networks run with that on the front page or in prime time. They do this for about a week.
Mm.
And when it is invariably exposed either as a hoax or as very different from the original story, when you get into, for example, the grand jury report, Michael Brown and Darren Wilson were physically fighting, they were struggling over the gun, that sort of stuff that debunks the original story tends to be reported in agate type on page 26 of the leisure and pet dog section.
Oh, that's on its way to for an exit lane. That's where that is. That's heading quick to get out of there, right?
Yeah, but that's, I think one thing, when I've spoken about hoax, one of the things people have said about a lot of these cases, like the UVA rape, everyone knew about Duke Lacrosse, but the UVA
right.
rape, the hijab ripping, the burnt black church, the words written on the receipt, we don't tip terrorists, most people had never heard that all those cases
exactly.
were exposed as fake.
Dr. Riley, got to go to break.
This
more from him after
this. Brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! We have
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's our mission, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads on behalf of we the people, because the truth is what will set you free, and it's all about liberty here on Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Representative Ilhan Omar tweeted out the other day, white supremacist violence is on the rise globally. Right-wing extremists killed more people in the U.S. in 2018 than any year since 1995. Anti-Semitic violence accounted for 58% of religious hate crimes. Yet the topic Netanyahu chose to focus on was me. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, the professor from Kentucky, author of the book The Hate Crime Hoax. Dr. Riley, did she get some Pinocchios for her statement here? I mean, is there validity in this tweet?
In a very narrow sense, and that's specifically how she tailored that. So you very frequently hear these comments like, if you leave off 9/11, the majority of victims of terrorism in the United States have been killed by white racists. And that's actually true. I don't have any sympathy at all for the alt-right, but it's worth putting a couple of context points on that. First of all, there's no reason to leave off 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
If you include the 9/11 attacks, and of course there's no humor there, but about 90% of the people killed over the past decade or two by terrorists were killed on that dark day. I mean, the World Trade Center was literally knocked down. The Pentagon was attacked by a jet plane. So it's a bit odd to remove that case from, quote unquote, the data set, because that's about 90% of what's in the data set.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to look at percentages. So it is absolutely true that since 9/11, fairly evil, mostly Caucasian groups, the KKK, Aryan Vanguard, you might put Identity Europa in here, although I don't know if they've been tied to a death, but have been responsible for some incidents like, although this is offshore, the New Zealand shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the context. So if 60% of the deaths caused by terrorism in the USA after 9/11 were caused by whites, you have to look at the fact that the USA is about 67% white.
Mm-hmm.
If the other 40% were caused by Muslim radicals, that's a little more notable because the USA is only 1% Muslim. You also have to look at numbers, not to keep beating this to death, but I mean, if Ilhan Omar says most people who were killed by a terrorist last year, she picked that one year, were killed by white racialists, I would guarantee that the number of people killed by terrorists in the USA that year was under 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you make a very targeted statement. You pick a year where the numbers fit what you want to say, and run with it. In reality, of course, anyone can be a terrorist, and the large majority of U.S. terror deaths have been caused by people sympathetic to a radical version of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think that's in dispute. I mean, 9/11, World Trade Center right. 1, San Bernardino, so on.
Right. But the thing that we're not talking about is how many Christians are murdered at the hands of Muslims around the world, in the Middle East and other countries. I mean, these cultures have been devastated and blighted, homes taken away, destroyed. You've got millions of people out of ancient Mesopotamia area that have been misplaced. I mean, on and on, but we don't talk about that. And I got to tell you, I have been trying to get a number. I mean, I've talked with Voice of the Martyrs, Open Doors. I've been trying to get a hold of the ambassador over this. He happened to be here where I'm at in California, but I wasn't able to get together with him, but I still am continuing to try to get that number. That number is omitted altogether. We don't talk about it. And what brought it on for me, you know, you mentioned New Zealand. We had 50 Muslims, and of course, you had a lot of people of faith. You know, go wow. You know, this is a house of worship. People are praying, and you get people coming in, and they get gunned down. And you saw the faith community come around and speak against that. But I'm not seeing that on the other side. And I don't mean to make this into a tribalistic deal, but I'm just saying this is the problem with modern Muslims. You know, they want to say they're a religion of peace. But yet, you know, when they have opportunities to come in and, you know, kind of embrace the faith community and be a part of it, you know, there's some disconnect here.
Well, I think that first you can have fanatics in any group. I mean, I read recently that last year there was a terrorist attack launched by followers of every religion but Buddhism and Wicca.
Mm.
I was a little surprised by Hinduism, but as it turns out, there's extensive Hindu-Muslim violence over in Kashmir, over in northern India. Mm. I do think that this gets back to our valid point about the creation of narratives, which is you decide as the media what you publicize.
Mm.
I think the left in the United States has done an extremely good job of doing something that the communist strategist Antonin Gramsci actually advocated, which is taking over discourse.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
The media, the universities, the great non-governmental organizations. So there are large center-right sectors of society like business, but you frankly don't see their perspective presented very often in, for example, a classroom. In this case, I mean, you're absolutely right. There's violence back and forth between Muslims and Christians, with Muslims, I would say, most often initiating it. We tend not to focus on that. So I noticed that for a couple of days after the New Zealand shooting, everyone, first of all, every religion and race condemned the New Zealand shooting.
Right.
There are no Christian leaders saying, good, go get them,
right.
or any of that.
Right.
But after the New Zealand shooting, I did notice that in the most polite possible way on Facebook and Twitter, one of my friends, Finn Becker, for example, is a pastor. People did start sharing things like, have you seen this story? And it would be, for example, Abu Sayyaf rebels kill 500 Christians in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bombing in the legendary old cathedral in Manila. This was months ago. It apparently wasn't really reported at all, or at least I didn't see it. In Nigeria, there's conflict between Muslims and Christians. They're both at fault, but the Muslim side initiated the fighting, and about 500 Christians, again, were killed over the past, I believe, 2 months. I don't want to overstate.
Right.
But so, yeah, there's someone making the empirical decision, we're not going to run with that story. In a major allied country like the Philippines, where the USA has a massive military presence, this occurred. Do we run that story on page two or not? And I think the decision was made not to run it.
Mm.
So, of course, there was a different level of coverage of the New Zealand shooting than there probably has been of Muslim attacks on Christians. And again, I don't know whether this is conscious, whether it's subconscious, but you see this kind of mainstream, urban, coastal, center-left bias very often in the media. Interracial crime is another example of this. Well, first of all, there's fairly little interracial crime. 85% of white murder victims, 93% of black murder victims killed by members of their own race that they knew. But when interracial crime does occur, it's about 70% minority on white because there are more whites and they have more money.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not at all what we see when we look at the coverage of that. About 95% of national mass media coverage of interracial violence focuses on white on POC and specifically white on black attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be far, far more stories devoted to George Zimmerman shooting of Trayvon Martin, for example,
exactly,
then to an equivalent case in reverse, the incident in Knoxville where a couple was kidnapped and shot after a scuffle. One of those is a national front page story for weeks. One of them is local media coverage for days. We see that often.
Yes, exactly. Well, Dr. Riley, two things. I know that you're getting a lot of activity on your Facebook and Twitter, and so I want to make sure that you have a chance to tell people how they can be in touch with you, because even after you're on, people will contact me and say, how can I get a hold of Dr. Riley? So spell it out for us.
Well, it's good to hear anyone wants to talk to me. The best ways to contact me are social media. I'm on Twitter. That's Will DaBeast, W-I-L-L, DaBeast 630 at the Twitter platform. Facebook is actually something I use even more. I'm Wilfred Riley, W-I-L-F-R-E-D, Riley, both as an individual myself and as a fan page. And if you engage with either of those, I have thousands of followers, but I am almost always more than happy to talk to people. So I look forward to seeing some of you guys.
Well, that's great. The Smollett case, let's wrap this up. We got about 3 minutes left here. Where do we go from here? Because President Trump tweeted out, almost rapidly that in the injustice that happened and the way it was announced, I mean, a lot of people are uncomfortable with the decision of, what came out of Chicago. Where do we go from here?
We go to the feds investigating the situation and pressing federal charges for the letter that Jussie Smollett mailed to himself. But, I mean, the drop in this case was unbelievable. I mean, I have a legal background, U of I Law 2005. And in this case, there was literally a video of the two Nigerian brothers involved in the case, the Osundario brothers, buying red hats, ski masks, length of rope, I believe a knife, a couple of days before the assault. And this isn't me talking as a commentator. You can literally find that by Googling video shows brothers linked to Smollett attack buying all items.
Right.
That's from national CBS. It's still live on YouTube. The brothers themselves say that Jussie, that Mr. Smollett, paid them to attack him. They've said this in public. They've said this in written depositions. They have a signed check from him for the exact cost of the attack. And the prosecution at no point said that Jussie Smollett was innocent. In fact, everything indicates that they view him as a very guilty man. He forfeited at least $10,000 in bond. Mm-hmm. He either had to do or will have to do community service. The prosecution, a member of the team, I believe it's Maugus, spoke up and was asked, do you view him as probably being innocent? He laughed kind of darkly and said, no, we still don't think that. So the real question is, why did CPD or Chicago Press, more specifically, let a guilty man go? And hopefully the federal agencies can look a little more into that, because that is what happened.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a fair response for America to look at this and go, wait, this is, again, when we're talking about justice, you know, justice swings both ways. I mean, it's got to be fair. And clearly it seems so unjust and disconnected, doesn't it?
Yeah, the two things about justice are that she's blind and she carries a sword. So justice has to be fair and across the board, and it also has to be ruthless enough to keep the peace, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I know, having lived pretty extensively overseas. So, I mean, in this particular case, we saw neither of those, in my opinion. I mean, 16 felony counts were dropped, and they were dropped, as far as we can tell, at one person's whim, and that's not the way we do things in the USA in 2019, in my opinion.
Well, again, we thank you for your book and your time. He is the author of Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. It's researched and written by the political science professor at Kentucky State University, Dr. Wilfred Riley, on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Riley, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me, as always.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859 428-1000.
10,000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Most of you know that heart...